Thanks again for joining me here at my bookstore blog. So many versions by Saki Kubo and Walter F. Specht. That's right. Books not found in your so-called Christian bookstore, right? And these books, why they're not found? It's because it is the fundamental side of Christianity. It's actually the side where people were trying to figure out their Bible and trying to get things right. And when you turn to page, let's see where we're at here. When we turn to page 154, chapter 9, the Jerusalem Bible, and its background. The Jerusalem Bible has the distinction of being the first complete Catholic Bible to be translated into English from the original languages. So we know we have no originals, right? And, you know, the Catholic Bible, so that means they're using the Sinaiticus Vaticanus text, the text of that of Westcott and Hort, where Westcott and Hort does not believe in the death, burial, and resurrection. They do not believe in creation. They do not believe in the virgin birth. They do not believe in the miracles of Jesus. Do I need to say more? The Confraternity Old Testament, now part of the complete Bible in the NAB, Spencer's New Testament, and other portions of the Bible had already been translated from the original before this time. Since the JB was published, the NAB has also been translated completely from the original languages. What is that? What are the original languages? They never tell you. Previously, all Catholic Bibles were translated from the Latin Vulgate, which was a translation itself. So a translation translated from a translation. Such an excellent version as that of the Monsignor Knox was perceptibly affected by this limitation. And if you didn't know, that's where the word rapture comes from. It comes from the Latin Vulgate. We'll talk about more on the Catholic Bible, which, are there Catholics in Jerusalem? Oh, maybe there are. See you next time.